Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Rick Maurer is here, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Maurer is a guy who helps people like you and me manage change. He's an outstanding management expert, one of the top management experts in our Brain Trust, which, as you know, is the largest community of small business experts in the galaxy. And Rick has been with us for a long time. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. He's the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance, and one of my favorite books, and one of my other favorite books, and which title I just love, is Why Don't You Want What I Want? It's one of the big agonies in my life that other people don't want what I want. And he's a pretty darn good trombone player, too. Rick Maurer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back. You know, Rick, I'm still trying to explain to people, I'm still trying to convince people how beautiful the sky is in my world if they just come on over.
I know. Life isn't fair sometimes, Jim.
Well, it isn't. But if they just would realize how wonderful and pristine and perfect it is in my world, if I could just get them to do that. And you know, we're sort of laughing, but folks, Rick and I only somewhat have our tongue in our cheeks as we say these things, because as managers, Rick, as leaders, as the visionary, or as I say, the alpha member of our small businesses, we need to be able to do that, don't we? We need to be able to find a way to get people to come over to our side, employees, whoever the stakeholders may be. But also, we don't need that world. Seriously, we don't need that world to look exactly like we think it should look. We need some help with this, don't we?
Well, we do. And actually, I think the hardest part is not getting them to come over to our world, but us being willing to see the world through their eyes.
And yeah, that is hard.
Knows that. But when we get into management, we seem to forget that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So when we're trying to hire the right people and trying to build an organization, you know, there are all these different elements of importance that everybody plays. You know, everybody says, you know, you've got two customers, your internal customers and your external customers, and there's the debate over which one's the most important. There is a debate out there on that. And
yep.
And then you know, what's more important? Is education more important? Are you better off with a brand spanking new MBA or somebody who's just pretty smart and has got 10 years experience in the industry? Or, you know, where do you place the most value? And you've been doing some thinking about this lately, haven't you?
Well, I have. I mean, first of all, you can train people to do some things, and then there are other areas that they better be pretty good at that when they come in.
Right.
And one of those is working with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if in the interview process they're cold fish, mm-hmm. and you're not getting any sense of them reaching across the table, engaging you, maybe they're just nervous during the interview, and maybe you do some more checking.
Right.
But that's the test.
That's a tip, isn't it? I mean, you may not be able to train them to become warmer.
You probably can't.
Yeah.
You know, and we make that mistake. We hire hoping then people will change their personalities. Now, it is possible to change the in those areas, but it takes an incredible amount of work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking going to hear a motivational speaker or
right.
a little, you know, 2-day training course. I'm talking about an incredible amount of work. I just read a couple of books. I mean, just one was vacation reading. It was called Born Standing Up, and it was about Steve Martin's remembering
right.
becoming a stand-up comic. And the other...
The comedian, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Nothing, go ahead.
Okay, and the other is a business book called Talent is Overrated by Jeff Colvin, and he writes for Fortune. And oddly enough, these two books fit hand in glove, and Colvin is arguing that we often say, well, that person's just a natural. They're
mm-hmm.
good. You know, Tiger Woods is a natural. So-and-so's a natural. And he said, not the case. And he talks about the amount of dedicated hours people spend to get good at what they do. And he uses two examples of these two guys started out right after college, and they were hired. They certainly were, you know, they were good. They had good grades, but no one was expecting that they were going to set the world on fire. I mean, they were just a couple guys, you know, tucked in this big organization. One is Steve Ballmer, who's the head of Microsoft, and the guy he worked with is Jeff Immelt, who's the head of GE.
Right.
You know, and Immelt in the book says, yeah, he said, I mean, I didn't expect it, you know. And both of them just worked and worked and worked. And so unless you're going to hire people who have a record already of working and working and working, like they could say, well, you know, I almost didn't make football in high school, but here's what I did for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
To get, or, I wasn't any good in band, you know, and I thought, no, I want to get good, and here's what I did. And so if you can hear that kind of story.
Well, we hear those all the time. I mean, one of the best ones is Michael Jordan was cut from his junior high basketball
yes.
team. That's one of the best ones, you know, Dr. Seuss, who wrote the children's books, he was turned down by 26 publishers.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are those stories, and we hear those stories of the people who made it. You know, we don't go and find that author that never did get published, or the kid who got cut from the junior high team mm-hmm. who never even made varsity in high school.
So what do we take away from all this? What is the bottom line of all this? That experience and is more important than talent, or that you need some of both, but you know, it all has to cook and it's not going to be ready to eat until it's ready?
No, actually, you know, Colvin would argue against both talent and experience. He said a lot of people have experience, but they're not a whole lot better. And the people who really get good, and he's really, he underplays talent. I mean, I find that surprising. But he says the people who make it do what he calls dedicated practice.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, everybody knows that Tiger Woods practices. But the way he practices, Colvin says, isn't fun. Like,
right.
When he practices sand trap stuff, he digs the heel into the sand, he digs the ball into the sand with his heel.
Right, yeah.
Now, maybe that'll happen two times a season.
Mm-hmm.
But when it happens, he's ready for it.
But he's probably already hit 200 of those in the last 6 months or something like that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And what Colvin says, that kind of discipline doesn't transfer over to the business world. We don't practice like that.
Hmm. Hold on to that thought. I want to get you to explain yourself on that last point when we come back after these messages. Good stuff, folks. It's helping me. 20 after, Rick Maurer is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Santana to take us out.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog, my knowledge base. You can subscribe to the blog, by the way, as well. And, of course, you can listen to archives and read articles and check out our Brain Trust members to your little heart's content on the homepage. And right off of the homepage, you got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something that will help you. So I hope you check that out. And don't forget to, also, if you are on Twitter, if you like Twitter, I'm there at Jim Blassingame. So check that out all together, all one word. Rick Maurer is our guest. His books are Beyond the Wall of Resistance and Why Don't You Want What I Want? Rick, you, as we went to the break, you were talking about Jeff Colvin. Was it Colvin?
Yeah, C-O-L-V-I-N.
Who wrote the book, Talent
Is Overrated.
Is overrated. And you were pointing that out. You know, one of the things that, there's so many elements, though. There's experience. When you're trying to make a decision to hire someone, or when you're thinking of the profile of person that you need, and as you know, in a small business, it's not, you can't hire vertical. You got to hire horizontal, don't you? I mean, you got to hire people who can do more than one thing.
We have
too many hats to wear, not enough heads to put them on. So you can't hire,
yeah.
you know, a person who only who only, you know, if we were a hospital, you can't hire someone who only operates on one vessel in the left arm of redheaded people. You know, you just couldn't do that.
That's right.
You got to hire a general surgeon, so to speak. But you do need certain kinds of talent. You don't hire an accountant to become a salesperson, vice versa. But my personality experts say that not only is experience important, not only is talent important, not only is education helpful, but you also have to make, you can have all those things, but if you have the wrong personality, in the square hole, then you got a problem there too.
Absolutely.
So it's hard. That's the problem for small businesses. We're not trained at understanding all this.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I'm finding it odd that I'm referring to other authors during our segment. But
it's okay.
There's a couple books. I think the guy's name's Jim Yates.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written about how you do job interviews. And basically, what he says is you get them to talk about their experience as it relates to what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jim, tell me about a time when you did.
Mm-hmm.
And what most people are trained to do when they go in for the interview is say, well, you know, I worked for blah, 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 blah for 10 years, and I did this, and I've accomplished that. That's fluff.
That's history.
So you could say, well, you know, Jim, you told me about that time that you turned that company around, or you increased sales by 22%. And so tell me what you did. And if I start hearing platitudes back from you, you know, say, no, I'd like you to be more specific, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And unless I can hear something specific,
right?
Like, here's what I did on Monday, and then on Tuesday I did this, you know, don't hire them.
You're looking for something that will transfer.
You're looking that they actually have experience like that. So if they have to wear multiple hats and not enough heads, like you say, so tell me about a time, Jim, when you had to wear a ton of different hats at one time, and you're responsible in a bunch of different areas.
Mm-hmm. Three of them you didn't know anything about.
Yeah. And if you just say, gee, I never faced that before,
mm-hmm.
that's a great, honest answer, but
mm-hmm.
you might say, well, maybe this is not the guy for this job.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't ask those questions. We go in and we go on autopilot.
Well, what small businesses do too many times, Rick, is we say, oh, you're available, you're hired.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, you know, a lot of times. I mean, it really can be that way. Now, the interesting thing is we've just gone through a significant period of time where you couldn't find good people.
Yeah.
In fact, for several years, for 3 or 4 years, the number one concern for small business owners was not taxes or regulations or inflation or sales or anything like that. It was finding good people that they could hire.
Yeah.
Today, that might be different.
I think it's a lot different. I mean, I realize the opportunities to hire people are down in a lot of places.
Right.
But your ability to hire well has got to be greater. I mean, even, you know, I live in Arlington, Virginia, and unemployment is actually lower than a lot of places in the country. But
right.
Still, it's high for this area. So there are people around. And, you know, and hiring wrong for a small business costs a whole lot more than it does
GE. That's right. Well, I think the thing that we're trying to set up here, folks, is that as the economy is recovering, as you are resetting, as you know, Rick, everything is resetting right now. I mean, this recession, the challenges that we've gone through, the things that have been turned upside down, the things that have evaporated, is causing us to reset almost everything.
Mm-hmm.
And as we reset our businesses, our organizations, our structures, the people, the way we do our business, as that gets reset to the degree that it is, this is a good time to be deliberate and to take your time and make sure that by, let's say, no later than this time next year, you've got the people who can take you to the finish line, you know, in this next era we're going into. What do you think about that?
I think you're absolutely right.
And I want you to give us your thoughts on that when we come back after these messages. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We've got Rick Morrow with us right now. His book is called Beyond the Wall of Resistance, and another one, Why Don't You Want What I Want, 29 After. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's gone, and I found out a little too. Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good buddy Rick Mara with us. One more segment. And Rick, we need your website, please. Tell us how we can find you and your books.
Yeah, it's www.beyondresistance.com.
Beyondresistance.com. They can find the books there. They can find out what you do to help people with their businesses and all the other things, right?
Yeah, and there's a lot of free stuff on the website, articles and all kinds of things.
Thank you for that. Are you on any of the social media sites?
I am. I don't do a lot there. I have a Twitter account, which is Rick Maurer 2, but I hardly ever use it because I haven't quite figured out how or why I would want to, basically. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook.
All right. M-A-U-R-E-R is how you spell his last name, ladies and gentlemen. Rick, as we went to the break, we were talking about I used the term resetting. And, you know, we're resetting our product lines, our pricing strategies, our partnerships, outsourcing employees, et cetera, et cetera. And I was saying that as we reset our organizations, you know, this is a great time. One of the things that's I think it's going to be to our advantage is that we're going to have some people available to us that we're going to want to acquire. And some recent research that I found showed that 73% of the respondents would rather work for a small or medium company than a big company.
Wow.
And I blogged about that on Friday, I think it was, Thursday or Friday, and I said, this is good news. This kind of, and I attributed to a lot of why they said that to fear. There's a lot of fear in the marketplace, especially in big businesses these days.
Yes.
And I translated that fear into opportunity for small business. What do you think?
I agree with you. I think it may have been Peter Drucker who said, never waste a good crisis. And we've got a good crisis right now, and I think it's a real opportunity for small businesses to say, all right, maybe it's not good now, but what do we need to do to be good? Mm-hmm. And when this thing turns around, how do we want to be set up, and use it as an opportunity to start drawing in the kind of people who can make your business, you know, a huge success.
Right, right. So what do you think? Wrap all this up now. We got a couple of minutes left. Wrap up what we've just said and what you were talking earlier about talent or the talent versus experience. What should we take away from all this?
Well, I mean, one is, if you've got the resources to do some hiring, by all means do it for the reasons you and I just talked about, but do it well. And one way of doing it well is to make sure that person has a proven track record in at least some of the areas that you want them to work.
Mm-hmm.
And if there are other places where you want to train them, they actually have to be trained so they can practice, just like a golfer would, just like
right.
a pianist would,
right.
and not just sent to a training program or given some books or tapes to listen to. That's not practice. Practice is getting the bucket of balls and working hard hour
mm-hmm.
after hour. And so you got to have, when you're in,
you're talking about real things like role playing and things like that.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking about elbow grease kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, what Colvin says is, look, this is not fun. He said, you know, a weekend golfer goes out and gets a bucket of balls and just sort of shoots them down the
mm-hmm.
driving range, and that's kind of fun.
Right.
He said, the pros don't do that. They
right.
say, this ball is going to go right over there to that fake green, and if it doesn't, they stop.
Mm-hmm.
And they think about what they did before they
mm-hmm.
shoot the next ball.
Mm-hmm. And that's how they make a living.
Yes.
The reason that doesn't always that analogy doesn't always compare to us, because we don't make a living that way. We just want to go have fun playing golf. But we need to use that kind of approach, that kind of drill after drill after drill, repetitive practice after repetitive practice in our professions.
Exactly, and that's missing in the business community.
Why do you think? Why do you think it's missing?
That.
Why do you think so? I do believe that we've got a couple of generations coming on here who don't appreciate the concept of deferred gratification. What do you think?
Well, I think, yes, I think that's true. But I think that may be another issue. I think that's going to make it harder. But we've never had really good training in workplace skills. Mechanics have. Mechanics who have to get certified and recertified. People who are in a profession where they have to do tests, they've got it. They understand that.
So,
but if you're in management, you're in sales, I mean, there just isn't, there's not a lot of that kind of education around, so you've got to work to get it.
That's something to work on, folks. Rick, give us that website one more time.
Sure. www.beyondresistance.com.
Rick Mara, ladies and gentlemen, now you know why we think he's one of the best. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Good job.
It's a pleasure, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Just you and me after these messages. Stay with me.
You've reached Pierce Incorporated. For Matt Pearson Sales, press 1. For Matt Pearson Accounting, press 1. For Matt Pearson Human Resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get at no direct cost to you.
For Matt Pearce in a state of exhaustion, press 1.
To learn more, call 800-99-AFLAC or visit aflacsb.com. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
This is Arnold Palmer
and Paul Sarvati, CEO of Administaff,
with a timely message for small business owners fighting to stay on course in tough times.
We've gotten great feedback from business owners about our top 9 HR strategies to beat the odds in 09. So let's look at the strategy that was voted number 1. Focus intensely on profit-generating activities. Outsourcing your HR needs is a surefire way to free up time to focus on actions that lead to growth and profitability. With Administaff handling interruptions like payroll administration, government compliance, and even shopping for benefits, you can invest your time where it really counts, satisfying current clients, selling new accounts, or even negotiating with vendors to improve margins. For a free printout of these proven strategies, go to Administaff.com and click Top 9.
In times like these, you can let things happen to you, or you can make things happen for you. Call Administaff at 800-465-3800.
Since I began broadcasting the show in 1997, part of my contract with you has been to introduce you to only the very best people, companies, and products that I can find. IBM fits that profile 100%. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know by now, IBM is my sponsor in bringing you this show and all of my other small business resources. Take it from me, IBM has done a great job of developing the kinds of products and services you and I need to grow our small businesses and that help us gain a competitive edge through technology. You can find all of IBM's small business offerings at ibm.com/business center, including a free electronic newsletter, special offers, and online advice on helping you make the right technology and e-business choices. I hope you'll say thanks to IBM for helping me help you by giving them first shot at your technology and e-commerce business. That's www.ibm.com/business center. It's a great small business website.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac products and service the big guys get. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or visit aflacsb.com.
Aflac!
For Small Business, American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.